Welcome into Spencer's Neighborhood on 106.5 The Arch. I'm Spencer. That's Cassidy. And we have a resident parent named Brando.
Hello.
314-969-1065. Cassidy and I are in the Atlanta airport when I see a mom pushing a stroller with what I believe is a 33-year-old man.
That's a bit of an exaggeration.
All right. He was like five, maybe six. Right?
Yeah, it was a big kid, definitely a kid that could walk, mm-hmm. and a kid that looked like there wasn't any like developmental issues. He looked totally normal.
And for me, I'm like, here it is, the wussification of America. Now this 5-year-old with perfectly good legs who should be walking isn't walking.
And I said, no.
Cassidy's like, no, that's a matter of convenience.
I said, that has nothing to do with the kid and has everything to do with the mom. She's smart. It's the busiest airport in America. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever been in the Atlanta airport, it's a friggin' pain to try and get through. So that's smart to me. You put the kid in the stroller that he hasn't used in a couple years, and you just truck down to your gate rather than trying to go, come on, Timmy, let's go. And I think that's a parenting out of convenience, and I think there's nothing wrong with it.
That makes perfect sense,
yeah.
And I actually just did that.
Oh, really?
My mom has a stroller for, like, two kids, so, like, a baby and then, like a toddler or whatever can sit in the back. And Amelia is 4, so she's close to 5.
Right.
She can walk.
Capable of walking, right? I want to go for a walk in the park. We live next to this really nice park. And if I go over there, if Amelia walks with me about halfway there, she doesn't want to walk anymore. And so now I'm pushing a stroller with a baby in it and trying to carry a 4-year-old who has now decided that she doesn't want to walk anymore. So I guarantee that's what that is. That's a 5-year-old that parent knows.
It's going to dawdle.
I'm going to get halfway through this airport, and he's not going to want to walk anymore, and I'm going to have to carry him, and that's not cool.
So cutting corners as a parent, if it helps you get to the ultimate goal, is totally okay.
Absolutely. What I do, and I don't know if this is bad or not, but I will take one of the little guys, so either Amelia or August, because they still sit in, like, car seats.
Yeah.
You know, so you strap them in. So if I'm trying to get all the kids ready and out the door, I'll get one of them ready and take them out, strap them into the car, start the car, and, like, put a movie on, and then go get the other one.
So you know they're in and they're safe.
Yeah, like, they're fine. The air conditioner's running. They're not overheating out there. But that way, like, one of them is
not
fixed.
Moving.
They can't get away.